Welcome to another edition of Mondays with the Mayors, where we talk with the top administrators of Central Kentucky cities and towns. Joining me on the phone today is Lexington Mayor Jim Gray. Good day to you, Mayor Gray.
Hello. Good day to you, Alan.
Couple of things to talk about today. Lexington recently played host to a group of mayors. It's the Mayors Institute on City Design. What were they here for, and what was the takeaway from the conference?
Well, it was a great two-day event where eight mayors from around the country were in Lexington. And the Mayors Institute for City Design was created 25 years ago by Charleston Mayor Joe Riley. And Joe's been mayor of Charleston for 34 years. And 25 years ago, he said he recognized that mayors come into these jobs without a whole lot of experience often in city planning and urban planning and design. But yet, that's often what they do a lot of. What their work relates to, mayor's work relates to often is city building. It's streets and roads, of course, but it's also building the public space. And Joe has a wonderful way of characterizing it. He says, the city is the place where every citizen's heart can sing, and anything we build should add to the beauty of the city. So a big part of this conference, a big part of these sessions that are held around the country four times a year, is all about helping mayors understand that role and how to improve their cities. So we had resource professionals, architects, urban planners, transportation engineers, those kind of folks as resource support for the mayors. And, you know, at the end of the 2 days, they said they got a lot out of it, these eight mayors, all the way from Waterbury, Connecticut, Joplin, Missouri, the mayor of Waterboro, Connecticut, asked me at the end. He said, "Are people in this town as friendly as they seem to be?" He said he'd run upon a number of people, including one of the staff at the Hilton, who helped him. And he said, "I'll just never forget it." He said, "It puts a great face on your city to be welcomed this way by so many people."
And obviously, Lexington, it's a feather in the cap for Lexington to host an event like this or a conference like this. And what did you get out of it?
Well, many thanks to the University of Kentucky's College of Design, led by Dean Michael Speaks, who did really an extraordinary job. They pulled it all together. What I got out of it was, this is my second round. I actually got to go to one last year myself in Charleston, so we were the hosts this time. But what you hear from these other mayors is that, you know, they often have similar challenges, similar problems. The mayor of Joplin, Missouri, was here, and of course their city, their town, went through the devastating tornado just last year. And so they're recovering today. And she said, you know, I have learned more in these 2 days and what I can take back and help our city as we rebuild. And that was really inspiring.
Recently, LexArts released the results of a study about the economic impact that the arts has on Lexington. I believe the big number is $18 million spent in arts-related activities in 2010. You've had a chance to look at this report and the numbers. What are your thoughts?
You know, that's a really strong report, and it's got a lot of strength to it. It's also based on this Americans for the Arts process is based on Nobel Prize-winning model, and that's what makes it so compelling. It's not a casual study at all. It's a very scientifically based study, and so the numbers are numbers that we can really rely on, and they demonstrate how important it is to create a compelling quality of life, things to do in cities today. What we've discovered just in the last couple of years is new data is telling us that more people are moving to our cities than ever before, and the greatest level of productivity is occurring in cities. People still want to be in a place where they can connect with others, and that's very compelling. And what this Americans for the Arts study confirmed is that a robust arts community is all about creating a better economy and jobs.
And speaking of jobs, you've often referred to the recent location of Bingham McCutcheon. One of the things that closed the deal for Lexington was the art scene.
One of the things that closed the deal on the Bingham Global Operations Center, 250 jobs, good-paying jobs in Lexington, was a rich and robust arts community, a diverse community. They really emphasize the diversity of our community and the welcoming and open community that we have here. And they said they put it in one word, optimism.
Election Day is a week from tomorrow. That means you're going to have some new faces on the Urban County Council in the new year. Any thoughts on that?
You know, I routinely say that even on a bad day, I've got a great job, and working with our council members is a big part of that. We have a remarkable collection of talented council members today. We're going to miss those who are leaving our council, and we're going to welcome those who are elected. That's one of the best things about this job, Alan, is seeing the commitment of these people on our city council and all of our employees throughout our city and all of our citizens. It just makes for a wonderful city and a great American city.
Well, our time is up for today. Mayor Gray, thank you for your time.
Thank you, sir. Great to be with you.
And you've been listening to Mondays with the Mayors on WUKY. A reminder, you can hear the full interview with Lexington Mayor Jim Gray at our website at WUKY.org.